Okay, today's daf, we're going to do daf Zion. And last year we're talking about when you can keep certain things, when you can, what, and when you have to, Elul Chaim Lahachriyas. If you find it, you have to return it because it's assumed to have a siman, meaning the owners are not given up hope, and therefore you are Chaim Lahachriyas. I didn't mention this before, but you have the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda. It's not just, you can't keep it, so you better announce it. No, there's a chiyuv of Hashavat Aveda. That's that flip side. We always think about whether I can keep it or not. No, it's whether you have a chiyuv also to go ahead and try and return it. And that's another important element. However, last time we saw when it came to three coins, we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they're three different malachim, three different kings, that would be a siman. And according to what Rabbi Lazar, he says, even if they're a of one king, if they're made like godlin, meaning they're made like in a tower structure, that would also, if you like, be a some siman. And then it says shlosh malachim asum v'shlosha godlin, or afilu shlosha shel melech echad v'asuim godlin. Now it's interesting here. I'll just read the Pnei Moshe first, and then because of that, that was in my head, and I was found difficult to understand my folder, but I think it worked in my folder. He says, even shosha malachim asum shosha godlin, meaning even if you make it like a tower, to bahachi have a siman, that's when it's siman l'loy tremen nafal. Meaning it sounds like it doesn't make a difference if it's from three malachim or say melech. The ikar is whether it's made like a tower. Okay? That's really the point. And that's a continuation of Rabbi Eliezer. Says there's asum godlin. No, sorry. I read the wrong word. Sorry. When it came to the Pnei Moshe, it says maskana milta Rabbi Eliezer de bein shlosha malachim bein shel melech echad vu asum kemigdalim. So it's much clearer. Sorry. De ba'achi ave siman. That's when it's a siman. It's the tower, not the faces on the coins. Okay. However, I'll now read the Marfulda. He says kol ze masik Rabbi Eliezer, meaning kiyem mat be'ot shlosha malachim when it's from three different kings. Lo sagilan, it's not enough that it's sort of in a tower. Lefisha derech mat be'od, it's a way of three different coin, like a different denominations, if you like, denominations, three different like currencies or kings, if you like, that there'll be einu shavim borachav, they're going to be different sizes. Vid le'ika le'meimar, and therefore you could say ditrami hachi, maybe it happened to fall in this way. Shenaflu ze al gabaze begodlin. In on different sizes, because they're different sizes anyway, they're going to be a tower to one. Ad de'ika, until there's what? Shlosha godlin. What does it mean, shlosha godlin? Meaning there seems to be, unless there are three separate towers. That's when it makes it. That's when you'd say it's a siman. Aval shomelech echad, if it's one king, min astam, generally they seem to be the same size, min arochav. V'chi eshkach, when you find she'enam shavim, when they're not the same, monochim godlin, then it's enough to have one tower. V'lo ba'inan shlosha godlin. And it's not enough to, and you don't need three separate towers. Right. In other words, it took me a few times because I didn't understand what Shlosha Godlim was, but it's actually talking about number of towers. I think that's exactly what the Marifold is saying. So then if we read back again, it says Shlosha Malachim Ve'osa, if it's three different kings, that's Ve'asuyin, when it's Asuyim, Shlosha, according to the Gears we have in front of us, Godlim. That's when there are three separate towers, if it's from three separate Malachim. Or Afilu Shloshtam Shemelech Echad, or if it's even if it's from one king, and Ve'asuyim Godlim, and it's made in a single tower. So the Mara Fulda's explanation fits very nicely with the actual Nusach, the Giris we have in front of us. Okay? The concept of adding multiple towers, that's a Chiddush, but that's what it sounds like when it's simple reading the Gemara, where it's clearly the Art Scroll explained it like the Pnei Moshe here, that according to Rebbe Lazar, that his Ikar is the tower structure. Doesn't matter if it's a Malachim or not. Okay? That's it.
The assumption here is this is a metziah b'reshut harabim,
Yes.
and that someone has left a tower of coins.
Yeah, in other words, you find something on the street, okay? It could have been sitting down on the side, or I don't know, we'll talk about, I don't know, an out to a place, whatever it is, a town square, people sitting there, you may have just left it there. And he's, oh, I left it, I've got a siman, as opposed to scattered coins, correct?
I
We'll
mean,
talk
like
about the scattered, we'll get, sorry.
like. Meaning that he forgot it, but
He
he still
forgot it.
might.
Yeah. He forgot it there. He forgot it there.
As in general, in Rashut Arabim, you would assume, if someone has left something, he's just lost it.
Correct. He's forgot it there. So he left it there. In other words, but the point is, this is in contrast. If it was like scattered on the floor, then it's clearly fallen out of it. He's got no chance of retrieving it. Okay. So that's his siman. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in have a kagon ahen. Matsuva, If it's like a matzuvan, you don't have to return it. Now here, it's actually, it might have echoes of when you learned the Bava Metzia, where it's like a chatzuva. Chatzuva is like a tripod. But the point is, that's what the Panim Moshe explains it. But it says, v'dima and ba'alma, it's not really talking about a new structure like the Bavli does, but rather it's a, if exact, like it's a figure, it's like a mashal. What we're going to be explaining. So, mine matzuva. What is this matzuva anyway? Kugon karpifa. Karpaf is like an enclosure. Shoshoshla b'ne for three different people. Bean belongs to three people. And a coin was dropped from one of them, right? Leman, since you don't know who to return it to, ein chayv. And also the person, importantly, the way Marfold explains it, the person himself doesn't, since there are multiple people that also share this space, he doesn't know who to retrieve it from, so he's going to give up hope. I'll forget it. I'll just my money. Doesn't matter. That's what it's talking about. Amri Oseh, Chmami Nabar Nash, Mahave, Mahalach Chori Rav Chalafta. Nafal Mineu Chadinar. Mekeven de lo yada le manam nachazra, enu chayv lachriz. In other words, again, you can even, what he's saying here is, I'll show you the Marfolda. He says, "Adam shu malech achar rav chalafta, v'nafal mehen dinar echad, and one dinar falls. So ba'acher achareihem, and somebody else comes but after them. Umatzo eno chayv lachzias and return it. Ho'il v'lo yaday, since he doesn't know who to return it to. She'eni yodel me nafal, he doesn't know who it came from. What's the chiddush? What's he adding here? V'chidesh Rabbi Yossi afilu achad men rav chalafta, even if one of them is like the gadol, nonetheless dinar kashav ben adam does make a difference. Okay, same type of din, falls from multiple people." He doesn't know who to reclaim it from, and therefore you can keep it. It's interesting. The art scroll has a, and its footnote quotes the Gilyon Ephraim, I think it is, who explains, what's this case for Rav Chalafta? It's referring to a case where Rav Chalafta was walking with two other people. Now, if you remember what's said when there's three people and someone drops it, and someone lost something, in the case of the Chatzer, we say that, A, the person who finds it know who to return it to, and the person who lost it will say he doesn't know who to claim it from. He doesn't know who really may have found it and taken it. So what the mission, what the kiddush of the case of Rav Chalafta, let's say one of the other people, one of the people that would do Chalafta dropped an item. Then he would never assume that it was Rav Chalafta who found it. Except Rav Chalafta found it, he would have said, I found it. So therefore you might think that he won't give up hope because he knows who to claim it from. It's not Rav Chalafta, it's the other person who was with him that would have found it. Nonetheless, we say, even in the case one of the people even if one of the people is Rav Chalafta, nonetheless, we still say that in case of with three people, you can keep it. Now, Rav Shimon got a different situation. Shimon Barva Mahalach Chorei Rav Elazar. Shimon Barva was walking behind Rav Elazar. Nafal Minei Dinar. A coin fell from him. Oshit Lei, Shimon Barva, he picked it up to hand it to him. Amar Lei, Kfar Nitya Ashti Minei, I've already given up hope. Amri lo, Amri, they say, Loit Kamar Balaza El Lazhuye Lereb Shimon Barva. Begin to have it in a second. Really, he wasn't Miayesh. But what he did is he was trying to give Reb Shimon Bar, who was very, very poor, he was trying to give him money in a way that maintained his kavod. Meaning he didn't want to give him staka outright, saying, you are poor, here's money. So he dropped some money on the way. He says, oh, I found some money. He said, oh, Reb Miayesh, it's yours. And that was with a bit of finesse, a way of getting him money in a way that didn't feel like he was receiving staka. Let's continue. This is now halacha dalet. Matzah achar gafa. What if you find something behind a fence? Or achar geder, or behind a wall. Gafa and geder are two types of walls. Gafa is usually made of, it's like an etz or kanim, and geder is made of avanim. And he finds gozlot mukushor, tied young doves or something. Or beshvilin, or in the sort of pathways of besadot, harei zelo, he should not touch it. Why shouldn't you touch it? Because clearly the person who owns it placed it there, and if you take it, there'll be no simon, and there was no way of retrieving it. So person's intentionally left it in this somewhat secluded or some private place, so just leave it there and take it. And it's not considered lost, by the way. So that's important. There's no din of hashavat aveda that would obligate you to take it. Matzakli ba'ashpot, if he finds it in a katip, imuchusa, if it's covered over, lo yigabehem, because the person may have hit there. Imugula, if however it is open, notelu machriz. Notelu machriz here, importantly, I'll show you once again the Marfulda. He says, is it here? Yeah, lo yigabehem, he says, she'ein zu aveda shu muzhar aleya belo tuchalit alem. Meaning if it's in the ashba covered over, it's mishtamer, it's looked after, it's not considered an aveda, and the person can come back and get it. However, if it's megula, If it's open, then it's not mishtamer, meaning, and it's a risk and get lost or whatever. So therefore, you should take it and return to the person. Okay. Now, matzah begal or bekotel yashan. What if he finds it in rubble of some sort, an old wall? Harei sure you can keep it. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Matzah bekotel chadash. What if he finds it like a new wall? Mechetzio, if it's on this, like in the wall, and it's towards the outer side to Rosh Rabim, you can take it. It's yours. Shelo. Mechetzio lefnim v'tzvul, the inner side, it's shelabalabait. Now, why can you take it? All these situations we've been saying that, if it's behind the wall, the person places it intentionally, just for a little bit, it'll come back and get it. What's the case here? The simple understanding, Rav Fulda says, it's just shatiach tfeim. It's already very rusty. It's clear it's been there for a long time. So it has to be evident that it's been there for a long time. And then we say, okay, if it's a part of the wall towards the outside, then you'll be able to take it. Then it's like a person's given up hope. It wasn't there. No one's gonna store someone in someone else's foreign wall for a long, long time on the Rishus side. If a place was rented to other people, even if inside that rental property, we'll discuss that soon. We're gonna have to discuss this when we get to the Gemara. Why can't you keep it? Why don't you just find out the last person who was there? We'll discuss that. This Gemara begins. Matzah achar gafa. Rabbi Yehuda omer, v'vad gozalot mukushrot v'kanfehem. What we're talking about is gozalot that are behind the wall, that they are tied by their wings. Now, when they're tied by the wings, it seems to be that was a standard way of tying them. Because if it was tied differently, then the kesher itself would be a siman. And therefore, you could take it and say, Hashavat aveilah, let's Rosh Hashanah. But in this situation, since it's a standard tie, as soon as you pick it up to try and return it, well, there's no way of the person identifying it's theirs. That's what we said in the Mishnah. That's why I should leave it there. Okay. Rabba bar Zavda, Eshkach Chamar. Now, Chamar, I would have thought it's like wine, but it's interesting. The article translated here, this is a knot of herbs. So there. Mechase, it was covered by a knot or some sort of leather flask of some sort they used to keep wine in. Vinastani took it. Azashalarab, he asked, went, Rav, what did I do? He says, hey, was that the right thing? So Amar Le, lo avedat, you didn't do the right thing. Why didn't do the right thing? I'll show you here. In other words, I'll show you the marafol. This says matzah chamar v'muchuseh b'chamat k'tana v'nat lo. As Hashalav went Rav lo tov esita waita haya lachal anicha. You should have left it shuvah abalim v'nat lo. Sherei midat inicham. Because once again, it was mishtamer. It was covered over. Clearly, it seemed to be it was the owners left it there for a purpose, and then we're going to come back and get it. Shouldn't have taken it. And now there's no siman. So what do you say? Amar lechazer, shall I go to return it? Amar lelo. No, you cannot do that. Why? Dinei ma'atamar, because perhaps the owner came back by Elay and he wanted it. V'lo eshka, didn't find it. And now it's mityash mimeno. Meaning you shouldn't have taken it, but now that you've taken it, you've created a problem that the owner may have probably came back by the time you've come and had this whole discussion with me. And they said, oh gosh, someone's taken it, forget it. Now I've given up hope. Okay? Beseder. Atani matza ba'ashba chayv lachriz. Why is it when it comes to an ashpa, this tip, if you like, you are chayiv lahachriz? You should take it and return it. It's a chiyuv. Gemara says shederech ha'ashpa litaltel, and this is the part that I was sort of trying to draw attention to in the beginning of this year. I'm sure the Marafuldi says, in other words, since it's a way of an ashpa to clear out, the ilo shakel, if you don't take it, l'kishavaneit, and when it's be cleared, it's lena nochri yisra, someone else might take it. Okay. Hilkach avei, therefore it's considered lost. Umuzharaleya, and that's the type of thing umuzharaleya to, in other words, to do hashavat aveda. And our Mishnah must be in a different situation. And our Mishnah must be when it says, oh, leave it, don't touch it. That's an ashpa that's like a long-term ashpa, not one of these like a quick rubbish bin sort of shift things. Okay. So that's the point. In other words, because it's going to be, in other words, being there on its own is an aveda. No, but the problem is the circumstances. It will be because it's asuli panot, and therefore it's going to be lost. Therefore, you've got a chiyuv to go lachriz. Let's continue. Now, matzah begali, find it in some sort of ruin or old wall. We say harei elu ancient wall harei shalowai shani omer shel amoraim hayu, because we say here that this is amoraim literally means from the amoraim that lived in Israel predated. The idea is that if it's on these old ruins and rubbles and things like that. The assumption is it's been there for a very, very, very long time. All right. We have to get the, what's it called? Reshut, the Archaeological Society come out. Look, they won't be happy with you taking it. Okay, Beseder. Tani, matzah, pas, ben pasim le pasim. Now, it's interesting the way Marfud explains it here. Here we're talking about a doorway. Now, it's a very thick doorway, and the way they would strut and reinforce a doorway, they'd put like support poles along the width of the door. Right? Our doorways are very thin, it's like one pole itself. But imagine a very thick doorway and had poles, okay? And there's a doorway in between and poles on the other side. It's just like to support the structure. That's what he says. He says, Pasim ena psimim shosim bemuzuzot ha-petach liyasher ha-petach, to keep it straight. V'nesarim, and they're pieces of wood and shim kvuim bemuzuzot, they're stuck into the doorposts. And now the thing is, someone may have you may find something in between those posts, like tucked away behind it. It's a nice little protective little knit, what are they called? Nooch or niche or nook or whatever it is, like a little place there. So Gemara says, well, it depends. If it's from the door clap and inwards, so meaning from behind where the door closes, well, that's clearly shalabalabait. But if it's on the outside, it could have been someone from Rishus HaRabim, something public, put it down there and went to. It's a bit like, sometimes if I like in you go in yeshiva, whatever, if I sometimes I go to my yeshiva and like I go to shir klali or something. And I would take, I've got a bag with my svarim in it, and I need to use the bathroom. I can't take the bathroom, so I just find a little nook on the side and put it on the side for a few minutes, and I'm going to come back and get it. Mashu kaze. Okay? Let's continue. Now, interesting. Here we're talking about the hole in the wall, if you remember. We said if you find something in the hole in the wall, from the middle outwards, you can keep it. From the middle inwards of the wall, it goes to the balabait. It says it really depends what hole in the wall you're talking about. If it's a hole in the wall that's only open on the inside, it doesn't matter where you find it, it's shalabalabait. If it's milshav, if it's only open, the hole, meaning the exit points on the outside, doesn't go all the way through the wall, then the whole thing's considered the outside. Then I feel anyone who finds it can keep it. Again, we're talking about something that's rusted and clear. It's been there for a very, very long time. Now, the Gemara says, that was an interesting case we saw at the end of the Mishnah. They said, even if you find in a property that's been rented out, then you can keep it. So, Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah, Bapuntakil Palgun. We're talking about a situation like an inn. That's where the machloket is. Now, what machloket are we talking about? This is about the chatzar, general courtyard. Everyone agrees a chayv lacharis. So, let me just read you the Marfulda here. He says, "Nira de kaya plukta Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'Rabbanan." It seems to be read to the machlok Reb Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. The palig b'Bavli, the machlok in the Bavli, which is Reb Shimon Elazar im matzah b'kol makom sharabim mutzim sham. If you find an item, even if it has a siman, in a place where lots of people are, train station, a major thoroughfare, city square, things like that, hare elu shul, you can simply keep it. Because the Baalim think I'm never going to get this back. Okay, that's been Reb Shimon Elazar. However, the Chachamim Paligai says absolutely no. Even in a public area, if it's got a siman, you have to b'chayv lachris. That's a debate between them. Umat in our case, in our Mishnah, it says Harei you can keep it. V'lo not the person who's renting out the house. Mishum de Mayri, it must be doing a pundak. Now pundak is an inn. An inn is different to a normal rental property. Lots of people coming in, lots of turnover, lots of people using the rooms. That's what the Gemara says as well. Why? Because if you're talking about a rented property, the assumption is when people move out, they clear out everything very thoroughly, and anything left over must be from the most recent tenant. That makes sense, who it belongs to. So our Mishnah must be referring to Pundak. So therefore, I'm just talking about a pundak where lots of people are sleeping. In that situation, you don't know who it is. That's why you can keep it. And therefore, our mission must be, you're talking about a public place, it must be Rabbi Shimon Malazari. Chaim would say, no, it's still a public place, so therefore, Chaim Lachriz. So in other words, our mission must be a pundak, and it must be according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay? Avar Rabbanan, Chayv Lachriz. V'hachi nami makshe b'babli v'teik lech halach Rabbi Shimon Elazar b'Rabbi Yisrael, and that relates to the sugir in Babli that does that. Aval, if you find in a chatzer, interesting, the Rid Bar talk about a chatzer lishlifnei the pundak, but we'll put that aside. Afilu b'shil Rabbi Shimon Elazar, it's Chayv Lachriz. But if it wasn't mamash, like in this thoroughfare with lots of, sorry, thoroughfare, this place with lots of rabbi mitzim sham, but it's in regular chatzer, he would agree. It's got a siman, you chayv lachriz. Okay? So, first way of understanding the Mishnah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says our Mishnah must be talking about pundak. because lots of people there. And the reason why one can keep it, because Shir Rabbi Elazar, because it says if you find something in an area with lots and lots of people, you can keep it. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, even have a siman. Have a Chacham, he said, would forget it, nothing to talk about. Okay. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Bechatzer itpalku, and the whole machloket is in a chatzer. Meaning, I'll show you in one second. Aval pundak kol ama modesh hu shel motzo. Aval a pundak im chachamim would agree could keep it. Now, why is that? So let me read a bit more of the Marafolda. He says, the Palig Rabbalina, Aval pundak af rabbanan agree shu shelo mitam da amram, from the reason it said, shemim min ha'orchim nafal. Because the concern is maybe it fell from a guest. The gami yaisha chad min ha'orchim matzoto. And the person's in that situation is unique. It's not just like finding on the street. The concern is that he left it in a pundak and he lost it there, one of the guests, and another guest may have found it, and it's the person thinks in this context it's going to be impossible to retrieve this thing again. Okay, so it seems to be like even though Chachamim argue in a Rosh Hashanah in a pundak where lots of people coming in and out, it's more than just it's more of a reason to say. That he Harel Shalom. So again, it's a machloket in our Moraim whether our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Lazar only, Rabbi Sirian, or it's Lekulei Alma. Okay, let's now learn halacha. Hey, matzah b'chanor, if you find something in a supermarket on the floor or a shop, Harel Shalom, you can keep it if it's a coin, something that doesn't have a siman. However, bein hateva lechenvani, behind the cashier's desk, Harel, that's the chenvanis, forget it. Lifnei shulchani, or money changer, in the money changer, Harel Shalom, you can keep it. If it's behind the desk of the money changer, clearly it fell from him and only him. It's his. If you purchase some produce from your friend, or you send it to your friend, and you find some money in it, then you can keep it. The person can keep it. If they're bound, not tell them. Now this needs a bit of work, because what are you talking about? So I'll just show you here. Lakach perot machaberot. Here, lakach machaberot. Let me just, I'll show you the marafol. He says, "Belokeach." We're talking about not just I bought from my friend. Because if I bought from my friend, a private guy selling at home, and he happens to have money in it, of course I'm going to return the money to him. I didn't intend to. I mean, it was a mistake that his money ended up in the shopping bag. What we're dealing with, belokeach menak tagar. We're talking about someone who purchased like from a tagar is a distributor, if you like. Someone who gets lots of produce from different people and sells it on, like a wholesaler of some sort. And also, all his stock, he's got bags of potatoes from him, all these different bags, and he on sells the potatoes. And he doesn't really remember which potatoes he bought from who. Okay? And since there's no siman, well, then Yitosheba have completely given up hope. If you buy from an actual private homeowner and there's money inside, of course, of course you've got to return it to him. That was a mistake. He lost his money. So it's a very unique case we're talking about. We're talking about a case where it's quite clear the person whose money was amongst this produce that you purchased is going to have a yush. And that is when there was a middleman in between, and that middleman sources his stock from lots and lots of different people. So the person doesn't think he's ever going to get his money back. Okay. Fine. However, if it's sururim, if there's a siman, that's a different story altogether. Then chayva, then not tel machris. Now the Gemara says af simla haita, even meaning when it talks about hashavat aveda, the parasha talks about all these different things, and it mentions simla as well, which is addressed. Hadabichlal kol elu kol elu v'lam yatzah. Why is it stressed? There's another one of these pratim. Lakishaleh, to connect to it. Ela ma simla miuchedes shebo siman v'yesh lo tovim. Just as a simla is simla, sorry, is usually unique, okay, and it has tovim. So, meaning people to claim it, the Baalim that want it back. I'll just explain what that means, Tovim, meaning it's coming to Mama'et Hefker. So, I'll just show you here the Maraful. This is Stam Simla Yesh Basimanim, but call Simla Yesh Laim Baalim, Tovim Noto, meaning the people who belong to someone. Shalom Nasit Ela B'Yad Adam, because dresses and clothing doesn't grow on trees. It was manufactured by someone, but Lo Bat doesn't come from Hefker. So, af kol davar shebo simanim v'yesh lo tovim chayv lachzir. Anything that's got it's got simanim and people to claim it back. That's to mamat. If you know here the person absolutely mufurash saying I'm ayayish, I'm never going to get this back again. So that's to exclude that case. But if it's not yesh lo tovim, yesh lo simanim, then chayv lachzir. Okay, beseder. That's Mishnah. We'll do the Gemara next year. Right, kol tov.